G'day, folks. This is the Audiobook Sword podcast. That's a word. I'm Ryan, and today we'll be talking about Dead Silent, which is the second Poppy Sinclair novel by Sharon Jones. I'm joined, as ever, by the group. If we will go around anti-clockwise today.
Tori.
Charlotte.
Hannah.
Megan.
Molly.
Charlotte Lewin.
That's Charlotte Lewin.
She's new.
We already had a Charlotte, so full name. Right. We have, I believe, Orchard to thank for this lovely book that we've had to read. It is a crime sort of mystery for young adults, not something that you see very often. So I think it was quite an interesting read, just from a bit different. We have some questions. Generally, so young adult mystery, is it a genre you've ever read?
Yeah.
Not really.
I've read a few.
Oh, yeah.
See, like, How to Fall, really? That me and Hannah read, it's similar to that, yeah. But the whole concept of it, the plot was, a lot different to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the same but different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I read it too quickly to understand the intricacies of the mystery, but does anyone want to be brave and try and summarise it?
It was about, like, it was
a cult.
I can't think of the word is now. It's about something.
Apostles.
That's the one.
Apostles.
It's like the
that's a real thing, you know.
Cambridge apostles, where they were avenging angels and they killed people, like a cult or something.
There was
like
an
that.
Element of paranormal, wasn't
yeah, because she,
which was weird.
She was a medium
wasn't exactly
as well.
Established. Yeah. I feel like I missed out a lot from having never read the first book.
I was a bit late in the game until I realised, oh, this is the second one. But
I think it would be okay. I didn't realise until the end that is it part of a series or is it just
a
session?
But it's not really stated as much on the cover, is it? It just says a Poppy Sinclair thriller, which if you likewise it to adult crime, generally you can pick up anywhere. Which I think was quite good for this. And there are those sort of slow burning storylines happening in the background.
I would have enjoyed it more if I'd read the first one.
Yeah. Do you think you would ever read the first one and then maybe read the second one?
I think it was similar to like Kathy Wright's, where did she write like adult books? My dad used to read her, but then she's gone into teenage fiction, and I have a book by her, and it's not the first, but I can still understand like where she's going from. I think
you can understand
that.
The plot, because the plot is like not dependent on anything that happened previously. Like there are references to it, like she almost drowned or something.
Yeah,
and that's why they introduced the paranormal aspect.
Yeah, it's almost like CSI. It's like procedural. You're just dropped in with it starts with a teaser of murder, and then everything else unravels from that, doesn't it? That's the compass point. So the apostles then. How did you feel about that? In terms of a mystery for teenagers, good, bad, medium?
I think it was quite good. Yeah, because it was set in like a university sort of situation, so we could relate to it more, and especially with like, I don't know, different books that talk about like groups. So, I don't know, like Divergent. They're different groups.
With then, passions.
Yeah. So I think it was good they had different like cults and stuff that we could sort of.
Also, the characters that were in that like cult were really interesting. Like they like was it the girl who was this complete
was
psycho?
Rhea.
Rhea. She was interesting. I liked her.
Mm.
You're not supposed to like the psycho character.
See, I thought she'd be the criminal in it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't purely because she was so psychopathic. Which is like in a mystery novel.
They did seem to be unusually well developed secondary characters, which was quite surprising, I thought. She did quite well with that.
I thought, not the opposite exactly, but I thought that they only appeared when they were like necessary, existed when they were good when they were there, but it felt like they didn't quite exist in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
I only skimmed through the books I told you what to do, so I need to go over and read them.
And they never sort of did anything that wasn't related to the plot, ever. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
They were just kind of purely. I felt like they were more like well developed plot devices than well developed characters.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Very good.
Sophisticated analysis.
A star.
So, as with adult mystery books, there's red herrings galore and fake suspects. How satisfying was this, and did you fall for any?
I did.
So this is why I wish I'd read it, because I'm normally...
See, I don't normally fall for red herrings.
I thought, you know, when his dad got arrested, I thought it was him, but I didn't, if you know what I mean, because it was the first suspect.
You suspected him, then.
Yeah. So you suspect him, but he's the first suspect, and it's never the first suspect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I thought it was him at the start.
I never suspected who it actually was.
See,
no,
I read that bit
and I thought, she's a bit suspicious. And then you,
and then I forgot about it.
Yeah,
well, she wasn't in it again.
Yeah, so I just ignored it.
Like she appeared at it right at, like,
and like all of her backstory was delivered in one go.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she'd be one of them characters that you learn about at the start, but then she doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
But then she does come back, and it's just like, whoa.
Mm.
Take a step back there.
This came from nowhere.
Yeah.
So...
It's okay, I'll do the other.
I felt like they spent so much time like looking at, not necessarily false leads, but either finding out about what was going on, but not who was... Like, they spent a lot of time going after all these things, and then it turned out that none of them were relevant at all, and they had all this, like, big backstory for the killer delivered in, like, one speech. Mm. And I was like, that... And it didn't really lead up
left
to
tangent.
That.
What I was thinking was, how realistic was it that a teenage girl could be the one to kind of put all this together? I didn't know whether that was going to be quite successful, but what do you think?
I feel like saying it's realistic is incriminating.
Yeah, that's fair, especially towards the end. So, moving across from the crime to the romance, the romance was a bit more explicit than what we normally read.
Yeah, definitely.
wait, how explicit was it? Was it, like, divergent explicit?
Well, the subplot was, like, whether or not she was going to have sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah, I started reading it. Whoa,
hang on, wait a minute.
Was it worse or not?
Like,
it's
not
going to
happen now, because nobody ever
starts the
book.
Like, in the film,
teenage version of
Fifty
Shades
of Grey. Is it worse than Mortal Instruments? Is it worse than...
No.
No, okay. No.
Have you read the Fault in Our Stars? You've read the Fault in Our
Stars. Yeah, I've read the Fault in Our
Stars. There's a bit where her and Augustus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't explain that.
It's about the same as that, but a bit more explicit. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's not
Fifty Shades explicit.
So, what were your thoughts on Poppy and Michael's relationship?
Oh my god, I love him so much.
Oh my god, we have the what?
I loved it.
Okay, we have half. We have a split. We have 2-4, 2 against. Let's hear the fours.
I loved it. I did.
He was just like,
he was so nice to her.
Yeah, like when she was out of line, he was just like reeling her back in. It was just like,
even when she tried to push him away, he wouldn't.
I just wanted. Do you know when you like, you really love a character and you just wish you knew them just so you could tell them how much you love them?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like that. I was just like, oh my god.
That's lovely. And now the against.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
I didn't like.
Oh no, Michael did my head in.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting him to like
you do my
save
head
the day. Also, she was really annoying, and he didn't call her out on being annoying. He was just like, oh, I'm so protective, and she was really annoying, and he was just like, well, I don't mind.
Yeah, I didn't like Poppy.
I was like, why would you do this? She's so frustrating.
I'm sorry.
And also, like the subplot was a bit pointless because, like, from the beginning, I was like, well, if I just kind of knew that it was never going to happen because it would have been because of the genre and the message that would have given, and what age she was writing for, and what kind of book was being written. I was like, this is not really.
What
I'm
age
not
is
paying
it
attention
under?
To this.
What is
it? I just kind of ignored
it. See, when
you
read on the back,
track,
it
and then I got the end, I was like, yeah, I was right.
I think it said something about adults, and I thought, oh.
Yeah. But it's definitely, Books with Bite was one of the publishers that kind of emerged in the wake of the Twilight phenomenon.
Yeah, Books with Bite used to be like a place
Red
for
apple,
kids.
Well, it used to be like vampire-y, paranormal romance-y.
Oh, well, see, when you said that,
what
I thought
paranormal
you meant
romance-y?
Like Hungry Caterpillar, and then I was like, no, he's definitely not age.
Definitely not age. But I mean, you can tell from the font, I think, and just the weight of it, and the price is $6.99, not like $7 or $8.99.
Mm.
It is for that
yeah
teen market, but I'm guessing the upper end.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's
I think it's been put into the books with Bite because there is sort of a paranormal element in it. Like,
yeah.
I skipped through and then
they
she turned
never,
it.
Like,
yeah,
that.
She turned into a medium and she just started rattling
and she
on
was,
about
like,
this.
Okay
that, we'll
with
come
that,
come
and
that
no one
sec.
Was like surprised. And then her dad, who's like this hardcore Christian, was all, like, was she was like, I know you think it's from the devil. He's like, I don't think it's from the devil. And I was like, well, why not?
Hold
what
on.
Do you think
we'll
it is?
We'll come on to that in a sec. Sorry. Probably like the next question. Poppy and Michael, though, why do you think Poppy was annoying?
Personally,
I just think she was a bit. I don't know. She just didn't really. I couldn't really connect with her. She's just had no appeal to me. And then Michael was a bit annoying because I thought it'd be the cliche. Oh, she solves it, but then gets herself in trouble, and then Michael will come and save her. Like, frankly, that didn't happen. But like, I just expected that cliche to happen.
Poppy, she kept. I don't know. She kept making either really stupid decisions that, like, she'd make really bad decisions where everyone's like, no, don't do that, and then it worked out, and nobody, and everyone was like, oh, we were wrong. It's like, no, you were right, it was a stupid decision, it was pure chance that it worked out. Keep telling her off.
Girl's just lucky.
Like, you know, when she goes into the group of people, of like the apostles, and like, I'll be a medium for you. Yeah. And Michael's like, no, don't do
that bit.
Michael's like, no, don't do that. And then I'm like, no, don't do that. And then she does it anyway. And then
that bit
like, oh,
did annoy me a bit.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
It was like, that bit did annoy me with Michael and Poppy because she did go against what he was saying.
And then he was,
and then
like,
he was just like, oh, love me, love me. That bit did annoy me.
He
other than that,
actually, their relationship was the main point that I felt like it would have been better if we'd read the first book before because it was like started in that book. And I was like, wait, she already has anyone.
Although I imagine the first book is just, will they, won't they get together?
Probably, yeah.
And she drowns.
They do.
And she almost drowns.
And he pulls her out and saves her.
That would have annoyed me.
Yeah,
that
would
no,
annoyed me.
Not again.
Save yourself.
Wasn't that when she was young? Or was that when
before
she was
young?
Well,
indeed,
they were
young.
Friends.
No, it was
since
last
they were
year.
Really little.
What, the boating
accident? Last year from that.
Well, she said she's known him since she was little.
Yeah.
She said they were
best
friends.
They've been
best friends
forever
and
whatever. Yeah. Alright, so last response from the four Poppy Michaels. How do you feel about that? A lot of criticism there.
I think that's wrong.
Great.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, I can see what they mean because some points were a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Like the seance bit when he was telling her not to do it and then she just did it anyway
and
came and out
he was
and
like,
they were all fine with each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that would actually happen.
Yeah.
No,
I think he would have been.
I think he would have been
angry.
I would have thought he would have given
a chance. I would have been angry.
I would have done that because
but
he told
I'm
her not
Michael.
To, and then she did it, and then it was like horrific, and then he was like, "Well, it's okay."
Yeah.
it's odd, isn't it?
I can't remember now. When she screams. Like, in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, didn't she have, like, a nightmare or something?
Yeah.
Didn't she see...
Oh, no, she saw the dead guy.
The guy who got killed in the church.
And
no one ever explained
was,
that. It just
like, he didn't, like, even try to say, right... Well, he did try to say, you need to try and get help. But he didn't,
help.
Like, really enforce it. So
no,
he was like,
get
like,
help.
He was just like, get help. Oh, it's okay if you don't get it.
Let's sort of switch this around a bit. So this the question was going to be, the supernatural is touched on. Was this realistic or annoying?
Well, it wasn't really explained.
No, it was just kind of...
It just
there.
Happened.
Yeah.
And then they didn't really question it, because, as you said,
no one really had a problem.
Her father was, like, a real, like, priest or vicar or something. And then...
And he left her mother because she was pagan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then didn't have a problem with his daughter being a medium.
Yeah, and he just sort of, like... said, okay, what happened?
Like
okay, that's fine.
He outright said it. She was like, I know you think this is all satanic, and he was like, no, I don't. And she was like,
I just think they needed a little bit more development on it.
Mm.
And there was literally no explanation whatsoever, was there? It was just kind of there, and everyone was like, well, then.
Mm. She sees the dead guy in the corridor at night when she's awake.
And then no one ever mentions it again.
She sees something weird in the seance, and then she has that weird...
Like
sort
communication
of
with
the
dead boyfriend or something.
Yeah, so there's at least three events in there, and none of them are ever really explained. Mm. But I kind of get the feeling that that's going to be the sort of backbone to this series.
Yeah.
Sort of in a,
yeah.
Do you know what's got sort of like a Sookie Stackhouse vibe? That this is, she's going to have some power, but they're going to try and, you know, True Blood.
I've watched it.
Well, that, she's, if the series is like the books, I'm pretty sure it is, Sookie's got some sort of power.
Yeah, she can mind read, can't she?
Yeah.
And
so
she works in, like, a restaurant, and then...
Yeah.
I don't know how it pans out, but then...
Is this a vampire can't hear her thoughts, or she can't hear his...
That sounds
yeah,
like Twilight.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really
yeah.
The Twilight,
Twilight
concept. Edward can't hear Bella, and he's like, I'm a
I think
it was
written
because I don't know what you're thinking.
But the point is they try and keep Sookie. Sookie's the normal one in a town full of like weirdos. So kind of here we have Poppy, who's supposed to be the normal one. Like they stress for most of the book that she is normal, but
she isn't.
There's a bit of supernatural there as well.
And her boyfriend thinks she has a mental illness.
So
that's I don't trust Michael. I don't trust him. I think he has ulterior motives. He has an agenda. A secret agenda.
I think if Poppy...
GCSE English coming out.
If Poppy's going to have something... If she has like, if she's a medium, I think that Michael probably has something as well.
Yeah.
Just to like, you know, sort of contrast it.
You think there's going to be a sort of sleeper cell double agent moment?
Yeah. I don't trust
that
him.
Be brilliant.
Oh, no.
But I think someone needs to be... The main characters, I think, for it to be... done well, I almost think someone needs to be non-supernatural.
Yeah.
Like, one of the huge... I don't know if anyone here has ever seen Torchwood. The whole idea is that she's surrounded with the sort of the alien and the strange things, and her one point of connection that's normal is her boyfriend, who becomes her husband. Mm-hmm. And he has to stay that way, because... no one else has relationships, and they like, you know, hold on to this like normalcy because it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like an art, like static or like stays that way all the time.
Yes,
I think that's really important for like
so you would prefer if Michael was to stay like an anchor that's on the outside,
even if he's an annoying anchor.
Yeah,
because I actually found Gwen's boyfriend really annoying, but he was necessary. Plot conveniently annoying.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like the Mulder and Scully skeptic versus believer scenario. But at the moment, Poppy's not really a believer.
Right.
But the switch is coming.
Also, I ship Mulder and Scully, but I don't ship Poppy and Michael.
Fair enough.
I ship Poppy and Michael.
So I want to talk about the ending. Hannah and Charlotte Lewin, if you don't want to discuss the ending, you can walk away for a minute.
I don't know, because I'll probably read it, but I probably won't read it for a couple of months, so I'll bound to forget.
Alright. Charlotte Lewin. Stay. The ending, did it make sense? Were you satisfied?
I thought it was a bit bitter. It's like, I didn't read it all, so I sort of flicked to the end. And then, I don't exactly know where they were. Were they in the church?
They were in the chapel. Church, yeah.
And then it sort of happened. It, like, a bit happened, and then they were fine. And then another thing happened.
Fragmented, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just didn't like how it was sort of set out. It just kept going.
The way it was structured, there was a lot of very short
I thought they
chapters.
Tried to develop a character too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't... Like, maybe if they'd included some character development for her...
Yeah, I thought she was a bit superficial.
Yeah. It was like they suddenly went, right, this has all happened, and now you need to know about it right now. And then they had this one more supernatural encounter that, again, no one ever explains, but everyone takes it as proof, even though... Like, I was thinking, but don't just accuse her of faking it. You know, she doesn't have to be connecting with your dead boyfriend. She could be just pretending so that you don't kill everybody. Don't know how to do that.
I thought it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stopped her. Michael's still alive.
Go home happy.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... I think it... The way that it was Poppy... who kind of, like, saved the day, as opposed to a male character.
I did like that. Made it
that
made
saving
that
the day.
Helped.
It was,
that helped a little bit.
I enjoyed that, because it's kind of... not Twilight that way.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I'm the damsel in distress. In distress, I need my prince to come save me.
Yeah.
So...
You quite like that she was able to handle it.
Yeah, that was why I liked Brave, because she ran away from getting married, and then she still didn't get married, because I thought that she was going to run away and then find him.
Disney. Yeah, we got it at the same time. We're like,
female independence kind of thing. Like, you don't need to depend on
a
man.
I'm a strong woman. You do not need a man.
This could be a response to Twilight and Bella. This could be like the feminist movement is back.
All the books at the moment are quite a feminist movement, because like Hunger Games is quite feminist.
And they're Divergent.
I think Hunger Games started that off.
Just
sort of hit back at Stephanie Meyer, like, no, we don't need a man.
There was a very sort of pithy conclusion to the Poppy Michael romance, a half a page speech.
It was
about
like
two paragraphs off the end of the book.
Yeah. Did he get into King's? I don't know what happened.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
What, read it.
But he was
at the college. He was
Cambridge.
Yeah, he was applying to get into that's the whole thing.
If they really ended it with him not being
in the college.
So,
can you imagine if they'd ended the book with him being with him getting like, sorry, but you're not.
Sorry, you're not going
to Cambridge.
Personally, That was the part that annoyed me most. That I did not like that very pithy moral high ground speech that Poppy gives 2 seconds before the book ends.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's not consistent with her character in the rest of the book. And I would have much preferred a short sentence saying that was just something she'd have to deal with another day, rather than having to kind of be like
wrap up
actually
a subplot in 2 paragraphs.
Yeah.
That,
I
didn't like the subplot in the first place because her character didn't change enough throughout the book for it to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So from the beginning she's all like, oh no, this, I really want to do this, I've got my heart set on it, and then at the end she's like, oh, I've changed my mind. But she's
changed
there's
my
no
mind completely.
There's no given reason there's no given reason for her to have done that.
Mm.
Does she get a place at Cambridge as well?
She gets an Oxford place when the time comes, but she didn't get, like...
Because she's younger than him.
So, and then there's the mystery. There's a lot of... weirdly, the epilogue, although the conclusion to the mystery happens over a lot of very short, snappy chapters, the epilogue seems to drag and drag, mm-hmm. without really, to me, seemed achieving anything.
It didn't seem to be that necessary.
No.
I don't really know what purpose it served.
No, because they didn't really gain any new information, did we?
I didn't read the epilogue. Not me either.
Well, you didn't miss much. Basically, the dad says to Poppy, we're going to have to talk about this with your mum. But they don't talk about it.
Yeah, so they're like, let's talk about it.
That's anything that's said in the epilogue is inferred, apart from Poppy's 180.
Like, being all medium-y.
Yeah, what was the point of the time... The what was it? The
time meter.
Chronophage. Yeah, it just seemed like... It just didn't seem to serve a purpose. Because usually at the epilogue, it usually links either back to the story or to the next one.
It's something set up.
Really annoyed me was... This was another... that her dad's all, something supernatural's going on, and it's like, but you don't believe in that.
Mm. Didn't you say it's some sort of science?
No, she says...
Oh, no, it's she that says it.
She argues for science, and he argues for the supernatural, which seems really odd.
Mm.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, he's like, I read a paper on it, and she's like, it was to do with science. And
well, if she grew up in a pagan... family, then
yeah,
surely
but she left that behind. She was uncomfortable with it, and he divorced her mother because she was pagan and he was Christian.
Yeah, but she had those tarot cards, didn't she? Remember?
Yeah, because did she bring them with her?
Yeah, and then Michael was like, "Oh, you're getting into this stuff again," which that would have explained it better. Instead of her saying, "Oh, it's a science," it would have made more sense if she said, "Oh, there was some sort of."
If it had been the other way around.
Yeah,
it does drag on, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's even got like. Dividers.
Yeah. Okay, so this is more of a niche genre. Why do you think that might be?
What's niche? Because it's not
the only thing I know is niche, which is some sort of environmental biology.
Right,
which I know that's not right.
This isn't like a mainstream thing. This isn't what everyone reads, is it? This is
it's quite specific.
Yeah.
It's like it's mystery and there is the supernatural element.
Does that somehow hold it back from it being more popular? Or do you think? I mean, okay. I mean, most books are like a sort of cross, aren't they? Like Twilight was a sort of horror romance, and Hunger Games.
That itself should tell you something.
Yeah,
it's a horror slash romance.
Horrible romance.
I think it's better to like appeal to more people because you've got the mystery element. So people have How to Fall. They'll read it, but then people who like mediums and stuff, from, I don't know. But you've got to
be careful with that, haven't you? Because combining things sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. And make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it might be more of a specific, like, people are, might be, what's the word, hesitant about it, just because it's not always done well. But then nothing is always done well.
Yeah. True though. What are you two, Molly Megan? What are you thinking? Why don't more people read this sort of book?
I don't know. I thought it was brilliant, and I don't think it has the recognition it deserves.
Mm.
Like, I think the fact that
so from the cover, I got no impressions of romance.
No, none.
No,
I don't
think
really
the romance.
Understand the cover, to be honest.
I don't know.
It didn't need to be in there, but the fact that it was in there just kind of. Added to the whole setting, kind of, and explained the relationship between her and Michael a lot more. But I think because it has, like, the mystery, it would appeal to one audience,
mm-hmm.
and then it has the supernatural,
appeal to the other. So I think it should have more than it has.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are making sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it should tell you more about the romance on the cover.
Yeah, we were just talking about the cover.
Because if you're looking for...
Because I haven't read it, I just picked it up and it does seem like horror and it,
It insinuates
the cover,
horror,
like, for me,
yeah.
Like, I love that kind of thing. I picked it up and it's kind of like, oh, and her boyfriend. I'm like, okay. But I think if I did read it, I might be kind of surprised at the amount of romance that you guys have been saying from it.
If you're looking for something like crime related and stuff, I don't think you would like that book as much as you would.
No, the crime is like one
subplot. If it had showed it.
There are several different things going on and there's not necessarily an overarching...
No, obviously the main theme
would be... You would think that the main theme would be the crime,
yeah.
But at the same time, a huge part of it is the romance, and another huge part of it, you know,
is the
supernatural. And so you don't get what you think. The cover, I think it's quite misleading.
Yeah, misleading.
I think it's really misleading. Yeah. It doesn't... When I pick that up, what I'm expecting is nothing like what's inside.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think the cover is effective, though.
I think it's a good cover.
It's a good cover.
I think it's the right cover for the book.
I love the arm. It's just a bit
weird.
It's a good cover. It looks kind of
the arm is the angel wings.
Do we need more of a sort of... Do we need more of a Nancy Drew style cover to put it across what it's actually about?
I love
Nancy
Drew. That's great.
Interesting. And then last proper question. It looks like her powers are developing. There's more to come. Will you be wanting to read on?
No.
I think that book's...
I think it's a good...
If it was just one on its own...
It doesn't need
a series, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But like, if you did like it, then there is a series.
Yeah. Well, this one came out in February. I imagine the next one will be next year-ish, hopefully. Also, when she witnesses that guy's death, that's not nice. That's not nice
I
for a 16-year-old to go through.
I feel like it doesn't affect her as much as
it
should.
No, it's just like...
Because none of the things that... He's like, oh, I think you should see someone, but actually it explains all the things that she's been seeing as part of the supernatural, not her going mad. So she actually seems not
like
affected by it at all. Like, she doesn't have psychological...
Yeah.
She doesn't have anxiety attacks or...
And then he spreads his arms
out
into like an angel.
Visions or
panic attacks.
Yeah, and
there's loads of blood. I'd probably be a bit messed up, but I don't think I would be.
I mean, I would count that as traumatic.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have different people into it.
Because her dad was sick, and he said, oh, I expect you to be more sick, and apparently he threw up, and she's just like,
a little bit shaken. And then she comes along
that girl who's had her eyes, like, gouged out. She's gouged, even a word.
Gouged.
What was this?
It was
Lucy.
And she doesn't even
seem fazed by it.
She's
like, it's just like, and then in the next shot, is she okay?
That's
it.
It was
an unfortunate thing to happen.
But she's not, like...
I think you can be surprised there, but like the level of okay that you can be with some like violent stuff.
See,
like,
I'd be like 500%. I feel like she should be more psychologically affected by it.
Somewhere near there. Because I've just read it. Might be a bit before that.
I don't know, maybe I
also felt like
your tub
explosion. I've got more than like one exclamation mark per chapter.
Just unusual. She just experiences such a high level of stress.
She doesn't really seem to be
phased by it.
I want more kind of reaction.
Although
yeah.
I'm really interested in psychological, so I always want more. I always want people to be psychologically affected by things.
I suppose like, you're not always
more
like,
emotional trauma
when you like high periods of stress. It's only when you get like a kind of chilled out day that it then come out. So maybe like in the next book it'll be kind of quieter at some points, and then she'll like have a massive breakdown.
Yes,
or something.
If she's on
so
her own.
That'd be great.
That would make me sound really mean.
Seeing that
but
Lucy
was
said to have her eyes gouged out and was tortured before killing for the crime.
Cool.
Yeah.
Lovely.
No, but there was the actual girl, the actual character.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So, and then really last thing is just score it. Score Dead Silent, 1 to 5.
I was going to say 8, but that is 5. 3.
Megan says 3. Molly says 3. Charlotte says 2. Tori says 2. Oh my god, it's 2.5, I believe, as a middle ground.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah? Great.
Sorry. No.
Well, Sharon Jones, develop your character's trauma, please. That's what we need next. Cool. Well, thank you all for that. And that was Dead Silent.